ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ Okay, now we should not lose the sight of what we've been seeing. Now our focus is on understanding the fact that what is that which is directly serving as a means of the attainment of moksha, jnanam or karma. And the Purapakshi's view somehow wanting to combine karma with the jnana as a means of attainment of moksha has been refuted by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Now, the last one, Purapakshi's argument was that Vedanta Shastram or Vedantic view, Shankara Bhagavatpada's view of not requiring karma along with knowledge as a means of attainment of moksha contradicts the entire karma kanda which prescribes karma. So for which Shankara Bhagavatpada has been answering, that karma kanda prescribes karma not as a pramanam. I think I made it very clear last class. The definition of pramanam must be very clear. Which means when the Veda Shastram, the entire Veda, as part of the Veda has karma kanda as part of the Veda, where rituals are prescribed, Upasam, etc. are prescribed. They are prescribed specifically for helping an individual to grow, to prepare him for the jnanam. Shastram does not teach there the duality or even the karma. What is already known to us cannot be revealed by the Shastram. If at all Shastram states, it's only restatement, it is not revelation. I mean, in the sense it is restatement means it is then pramana. We cannot call Shastram a pramanam for restating what is already known to us. That point he made very clear in the previous sentence. Just because Shastram prescribes karma, it does not mean that definitely karma should be used as a means of attainment of moksha. That he made very clear. Now I am going to read today page number 371. Am I correct? Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. Upachita Durita Pratibandhasya hi. Upachita Durita Pratibandhasya hi. Vidyotpattihi Navakalpate. Tatkshayecha Vidyotpattisyat. Tatascha Avidyanivruttihi. Tata Atyantikaha Samsaro Paramaha. First he says, Upachita Durita Pratibandhasya hi Vidya Utpattihi na Avakalpate. See, Vidya Utpattihi na Avakalpate means Vidya Utpati, rising of knowledge, does not happen. Na avakalpate. Rising of knowledge does not happen. Rising of knowledge is not possible. For whom? He says, for the person who has the obstacles. Pratibandha means obstacle. Here the person of obstacles is Pratibandha. For the person of obstacles. Obstacles caused by what? Durita, papam. Upachita, accumulated. Upachita, durita, pratibandhasya means it's a compound word, adjective of an individual human being. Upachita, durita, pratibandhasya. For a person who has lots of obstacles in his pursuit of knowledge, who has obstacles caused by his own accumulated papams, sins, for him, it is not possible for the rising, for knowledge to rise. Vidyayaha utpattihi na sambhavati na avakalpate. Knowledge of rising of knowledge does not happen. Knowledge can rise. Even though the person is given to the shravanam, given to the mananam, still knowledge does not rise. It is not possible for knowledge to rise. Vidya utpattihi na avakalpate na sambhavati. Kimattam tasya pratibandha asti. Because he has obstacles. Why obstacles he has? Obstacles are caused by upachita durita, accumulated papa. Therefore, every individual human being naturally has many papams. There's no human being who's absolutely free from papams. Every human being has both punyam and papam. So human being has papam, and the papam causes obstacles. Because of the obstacles, jnanam does not take place. Is the meaning of the first sentence. Upachita duritam duritat pratibandha asti. Pratibandhat vidya utpatti na avakalpate. Upachita durita pratibandhasahi vidyotpatti na avakalpate. Okay. Then what should one do if knowledge has to happen? That is said in the next sentence. Tatkshaye cha. Tatkshaye. Tatkshaye means tasyakshaye. Tasyakshayaha means elimination, removal. Or neutralization. Tasya kshaye, when the obstacles are removed, thereby when the all the sins are neutralized. Tat kshaye means tesham papanam duritanam kshaye. Tat kshaye means tesham duritanam papanam kshaye. When kshaye again, when all the sins are neutralized, thereby obstacles are removed, then what happens? Vidya utpattihi syat. Then rising of knowledge is possible. A rising of knowledge happens. Jnanam, jnanathudaya thondrudal erpadalam. Vidya utpattihi syat. Means vidya utpattihi bhavati. Vidyotpattihi, vidyayaha utpattihi, vidyotpattihi, syat. So rising of knowledge happens when the obstacles are removed. When are the obstacles removed? When the papams are neutralized. Tatkshaye, tesham duritanam kshaye, pratibandhanam kshaye, vidyotpattihi syat. Okay. Once knowledge rises, what happens? Tataha cha, tatascha, and thereafter, thereby, following that, removal of sins and the neutralization of sins, the removal of obstacles, when the knowledge takes place, thereafter, avidya nivrittihi. Elimination of ignorance. Avidyayaha nivrittihi bhavati. அவித்யாயாஹ நிவிருத்தி அவித்யா நிவிருத்தி பவதி ததஹ only then ignorance becomes resolved. Elimination of ignorance takes place. Tataha, thereafter alone, atyantikaha samsaropamaha. Atyantikaha means absolute, a complete, total. Atyanta means total. Atyantika, atyanta totally. Atyantika total noun. Absolute, complete, total is atyantikaha. Atyantikaha samsara upashamaha or uparamaha. Uparamaha upashamaha means the same. The total, complete eradication, elimination, removal, resolution of samsaraha happens bhavati. Samsarasya uparamaha upashamaha bhavati. Kada kidrusha samsarasya upasamaha atyantikaha. Atyantikaha means complete, total, absolute resolution of samsara takes place, happens only after the resolution of ignorance. And resolution of ignorance is possible only when the knowledge takes place. Knowledge takes place only when the obstacles are removed. Obstacles become removed only when the papams are neutralized. Papams become neutralized only when a person consciously performs only punya karma. For this purpose alone, Shastram prescribes karma. It's a beautiful order, clean order. Swamiji likes it, likes these sentences. He says clean order. Got it? Simple sentences, you all must have enjoyed it. You know how it's all compound words. Now you can say like this. See, upachitasya duritasya pratibandh. Upachita duritam. Upachita duritena. ஜாத்தா பிரதிபந்தா உபசித்த துரித ஜாத பிரதிபந்தா உபசித்தம் உபசித்த துரித பிரதிபந்தா யஸ்ய சஹ உபசித துரித பிரதிபந்தா தஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய. சோ ஃபார் தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் தி நியூட்ரலைஸ்ட், ஹூ ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கிள்ஸ் ரிமூவ்ட் காஸ்ட் பை தி துரித பாபம்ஸ், for him knowledge rises. When the knowledge rises, when the problems are neutralized, obstacles are removed, knowledge rises. When the knowledge rises, ignorance becomes eliminated. When the ignorance is eliminated, the total resolution of samsara happens. Okay, I'm going to go to the next page. So what is implied is, why one must accumulate punya karma? Why one must do only right actions consciously? That was said before. Can you move on to the next line? Apicha. Okay, let me read this. உபசித்த துரித்த பிரதிபந்தஸ்ய இஸ் அ பஹுவ்ரீஹி காம்பவுண்ட். உபசித்தானி துரிதானி ஏவ பிரதிபந்தானி யஸ்ய சஹ உபசித்த துரித பிரதிபந்தஹ. தட் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் அக்யூமுலேட்டட் பாபம்ஸ் தட் ஆர் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கிள்ஸ். பாஷ்யகர அகெய்ன் யூசஸ் த ஃபெமிலியர் வேர்ட் உபாத்த துரிதம் தட் கம்ஸ் இன் தி சங்கல்பா தட் ஒன் டஸ் பிஃபோர் டூயிங் எனி ரிச்சுவல். The various duritas are upachita, collected by every one over a number of janmas, and they are obstacles in one's pursuit. Tasya, for that person, vidyotpattihi na avakalpate. The rise of knowledge does not take place. Therefore, we have to remove the duritams that are adrishta. The sins, the results of sins are adrishta palani. That adrishtam has to be neutralized by another set of adrishtam, for which one has to do karmas that create adrishtam. So adrishta punyam must remove the adrishta papam. This adrishtam is an antibody to that old adrishtam standing between me and what I want to know. Therefore, Shastram enjoins karmas. This is a very beautiful argument here. In between, I want to stop and tell you one thing. You know, adrishtam literally means unseen, unknown. What does it mean? When we experience pain or pleasure, success or failure, we only experience the result. The cause of the result, what I'm experiencing is a result of the cause, caused by something which is unknown to me. The time when you're experiencing pain or pleasure, I sometimes am not able to make out what the cause is. There is definitely a cause for everything that I'm going through in my life, for which there is a cause. I might have done sometime in my lifetime before in previous janmas also, but now I do not remember, I do not know. So unknown cause of the known result is called adrishtam. What is adrishtam? Unknown, unseen cause of the known result which is being experienced in the present life is called adrishtam. It can be punyam or papam. Okay. For the one who has not neutralized all the pratibandhas, inhibiting factors. Pratibandhas are said to be inhibiting factors, hidden variables. Pujya Swamiji also uses the term hidden variables. Inhibiting factors. For the one who has not utilized all the pratibandhas, inhibiting factors, knowledge will not take place. Nobody knows what the pratibandhas are. There are different types of pratibandhas and they need to be neutralized. That is why there are nitya naimittika karmas. By performing them regularly, I also earn the grace of Ishvara. That is why we have the phrase Parameshwara Prityartham also in the Sankalpa. Parameshwara Prityartham means what? For satisfying Bhagavan. When we do puja, we add this expression Parameshwara Prityartham Pujam Karishe. I shall perform the puja. For satisfying, for pleasing Bhagavan, in order to neutralize my unknowingly, knowingly done papa karmas. That's sankalpa. Okay. I also earn the grace of Ishvara. Okay. By performing nityamittika karmas regularly, I also earn the grace of Ishvara. That is why we have the phrase Parameshwara Prityartham also in the sankalpa. Tat kshaye cha vidyotpatti syat. When the exhaustion, reduction takes place of duritas, then there is no hindrance for vidyotpatti. Vidyotpatti means the rise of knowledge. Vidya utpatti and avidya nivrittihi are not two different things. Very important. Vidya utpattihi and avidya nivrittihi are not two different things. It means, nor can you remove avidya in any other manner. Vidya alone is opposed to avidya, not karma. The notion, I am the karta, is not virodhi for avidya. I am the karta, the notion. No, the notion, I am the doer, it is not opposed to ignorance. So the notion, I am the karta, is not virodhi for avidya. Because the very notion, I am the karta, is because of ignorance only. Because your ignorance of what you are, because you mistake the body, mind and complex for yourself in ignorance. That is why you entertain the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These notions are wrong notions because of the ignorance. That's why the ignorance friendly. Ignorance caused wrong notions. Therefore, naturally, ignorance caused wrong notions cannot be opposed to the ignorance. They cannot remove the ignorance also. Ignorance caused wrong notion cannot remove ignorance. Ignorance caused wrong notions are friendly with ignorance. They are not opposed to ignorance. Not enemies of ignorance. The notion I am the karta is not virodhi, not an enemy for avidya, ignorance. In fact, it is the product of avidya. All the karakas are also products of avidya. In the sense, their reality implying duality, the reality implying duality is ramified avidya. So avidya alone is in the form of duality, the wrong notions, all the actions. Therefore, when knowledge takes place, it takes place negating with avidya. Both are simultaneous. See, jnanotpattihi, avidyanivrittihi are simultaneous. When ignorance is gone, there is atyantika samsara uparamaha, total elimination of samsara. The life of becoming, samsaraha is said to be the life of becoming here. How? Because I am a samsari is avidya. What does it mean? I am a samsari. I am subject to samsara. That is a wrong notion caused by ignorance. Once ignorance is resolved, in the wake of the jnanam, ignorance is resolved. Ignorance caused wrong notions also resolved. Therefore, no more bondage. Because bondage is only in notion. Therefore, he says, it is said here, I am a samsari is avidya. Avidya means what? Is expression of ignorance. I am not samsari is vidya. Okay? I'm not samsari is vidya means what? In the wake of the jnanam, I am samsari, when the notion is resolved, then I'm ever free is the vision, not the notion. I am bound is a notion. I am ever free is an expression of vision. Okay? Is that a notion? Okay. Now I'm moving on to next in Sanskrit sentence. Apicha anatmadarshinaha hyanatma vishayaha kamaha kamayamanascha karoti karmani tatastat palopabhogaya shariradyupadana lakshanaha samsaraha. I'll read slowly. Apicha anatmadarshinaha apicha anatma darshinaha hi anatma vishayaha kamaha apicha anatma darshinaha. I'm breaking anatma darshinaha hi anatma vishayaha kamaha. See, kamaha is a desire. Desire for what? Desire for objects. Vishayaha means objects. And which object? Anatma Vishayaha. Anatma Vishayaha means what? Desire for anything other than oneself is desire for an object which is other than oneself. Anatma Vishayaha Kamaha means a desire for an object, anything and everything other than oneself is called Anatma Vishayaha Kamaha. Taan allada matra ver yenda oru purul medum irikkinra aasai is called Anatma Vishayaha Kamaha. Desire for anything and everything other than oneself is called Anatma Vishayaha Kamaha. And such a desire is only for a person who is Anatma Darshi. Anatma Darshi means Yaha Anatmanam Pashyati Saha Anatma Darshi. What does it mean? An ignorant person who sees anything other than the self is called Anatmadarshi. The person who knows the self, he cannot see a second thing other than the self. The knower of the self cannot see another thing, a second thing other than the self. The person who is ignorant of the self alone can see another thing, a second thing other than the self. In an ignorant person who sees anything other than the self, who sees as an anatma, who sees a second thing, is called anatma darshi. For only for such a person, desire for an object other than oneself is possible. Very simple logic. If you do not see an other thing other than yourself, how is it possible for you to have a desire for another thing? Because there's no second thing other than yourself. So for a wise person, desire for another thing is not there because he does not see another thing, second thing other than oneself. As Ajnani, naturally not knowing the self, he sees a second thing other than oneself. The seeing the Anatma means taking the body, mind, sense complex to be the self, and thereby seeing second thing other than oneself. For him, it is natural to have desire for another thing, another object. So Anatma Darshi means Atma Allada Mattoru Purulai Parkindavanukku Atma Allada Mattoru Purulin Meedhu Aasai Yerpaduvathu Iyalbu. Is the clean translation in Tamil. Okay. So it is natural for an Ajnani who sees Anatma other than the self, for him natural to have a desire for another Anatma. Okay. And once the desire arises, what happens? Kamayamanascha karoti karmani. Kamayamanaha kamayate means desires. Kamayamanaha and desiring the objects, having desires for objects, karoti karmani. He performs karmas, natural. See, Shankaracharya presents beautifully, very, why a person performs ritual or actions. A person performs rituals or actions because naturally he having desires. Kamayamanaha karmani karoti. Why does he have desire? He has a desire for an object other than the self because he sees an object other than the self. Why does he see an object other than the self? Because he does not know what the self is. Simple. Now, tataha tat phala upabhogaya tataha thereafter tat phala upabhogaya. Upabhogaha means for enjoyment. Upabhogaya. Upabhogaya, for the enjoying, for enjoyment of the result of those actions. Then Shariradi Upadana Lakshanaha Samsaraha. Then there is samsara. There is life of, then he gets into life of transmigration, samsara, which is fraught with what? Possession of physical body. Shariradi Upadanam. Upadam is the means here. Then he has the attainment of body, etc., which involves some, which is a samsara, for the enjoyment of the result of those actions. Is it clear? Give a clean picture. Hope you can see that. Tataha tat phala upabhogaya shariradi upadana lakshanaha samsaraha. Okay. Moreover, the one who sees non-self indeed has desire for things which are other than oneself. And desiring, he performs karmas. Thereafter, for the purpose of experiencing the results of those karmas, he gets into samsara, characterized by the assumption of various bodies, etc. Apicha, further, anatma darshinaha, he, anatma vishayaha kamaha. For a person who sees anatma, there will always be desires for anatma. What is not with him now? Anatma, what is not with him now? Wealth, power, cattle, land and building, any source of pleasure, swarga, all these are anatma. Okay, simple sentence, anything other than the self is anatma. All of them come under artha, artha and kama. The kama is always for something that you do not have now, but you want to have, or to retain what you have now. Both. So what is kama is always for something that you do not have now, but you want to have, or to retain what you have now. So both come under the category of karma, kama. The desire to retain what you have is there because you know it very well that they are anitya. The desire to retain is also another form of wanting to have only. So, there is this desire in every anatma darshi for wealth, etc. But anatma, not self. Naturally, one has to do karma in order to acquire them. The cause for artha and kama is anatma darshanam. Not arthadar, not atma darshanam. Atma is purushaha. That is purnaha. Atma is purnaha. Both subject and object. See, the purnaha means the full or complete, total, implies both subject and object. Atma is purnaha, both subject and object. The object of desire is not really separate from the subject, atma. The desired object also, the desired object is also me. The desirer is also me. Therefore, no desire is possible for Atmadarshi. Therefore, no desire is possible for Atmadarshi, one who sees Atma. It is there only for Anatmadarshi. It is there only for Anatmadarshi. Literally, if you take the meaning of the sentence, you will conclude thus. Since for Anatmadarshi alone there is desire, I should not see Anatma objects and I should see only Atma. That means I should be always in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then, if you come out of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, will you not be seeing Anatma? They say, if you come out of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you will see everything as Atma. Why? Because you came out of Nirvikalpa Samadhi. The truth is, Nirvikalpa Samadhi does not enlighten you. It only knocks off Vikalpa. If it enlightens you, what accounts for Nirvikalpa is knowledge, not experience. I am free from Vikalpa is knowledge. And it is Nirvikalpa because I am neither subject nor object. Subject and object are mithya. Mithya means they are not separate from me. Subject is aham, object also is aham. That means you are always Nirvikalpa. Any experience of samadhi is not equal to knowing the truth of experience. The truth of experience is I am. The subject, I am the object. Therefore, Anatmadarshi, here I want to stop and tell you what Swamiji wants to say here. Anatmadarshanam, seeing a second thing other than oneself, is very natural for a person who has identity with the body, mind, and complex. Who does not know one's own self being pure consciousness existence, the Atma. Unless and until a person clearly shifts his identity from Anatma to Atma, then it is very natural for a person to see an Anatma, second thing, other than oneself. You will see another thing, but still in your understanding, there must be knowledge that second thing is not really there. There's no second thing other than me. I see a second thing which is not other than me. That knowledge must be there. So if ignorance is there, a person definitely will see a second thing. So, okay, only because I see a second thing, therefore I have a desire for the objects. And because of the desire, I have to perform karma. And I perform karma and accumulate punya papam. To exhaust the punya papam, I had to be born again. So samsara continues. Therefore, let me avoid seeing a second thing. So let me be in meditation always. Let me remain in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. If a person thinks that is not the solution, what Swamiji wants to say is jnanam is a solution. That actually the content of I is consciousness existence, which is free from divisions, which is called Nirvikalpaha. Atma is Nirvikalpaha. And discovering Atma being Nirvikalpaha is what? Actually, Jnanam, Darshan. And that Jnanam, with the Jnanam, if you see a second thing also, still you do not say second thing. Instead, there are people who think that let me go and do meditation and remain in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi, what happens? The thoughts are all negated. That's what Swamiji mentions by saying, Nirvikalpa Samadhi does not enlighten you. It only knocks off Vikalpa. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, divisions are resolved. like in sleep. In sleep, what happens? Knower non-duality is resolved in sleep. So also in samadhi also, knower non-duality is resolved. And knower having the knower non-duality resolved is called what? This resolution of division. Resolution of divisions is called what? Nirvikalpa. Where divisions are not, vikalpas are not there. So the state of experience where the divisions are resolved because of the effort of meditation is called nirvikalpa samadhi. Divisions are resolved. There a person has Advaita Anubhavaha. But once, even if you come out of nirvikalpa samadhi also, still you will continue to be the same person. Because anatma will be definitely, you will be seeing anatma. Because nirvikalpa samadhi experience does not remove your ignorance. Does not help you resolve your ajnanam. There's no jnanam. Jnanam does not take place. It's only a will involved effort of having the thoughts resolved, having the duality resolved for some time. So that is not the solution. That is what Swamiji wants to say here. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to next paragraph. Anatma Darshi will have stinging kama. Stinging kama. Desire that binds. Kamayamanaha is a shanach pratyanta shabda. Kamayamanaha, desiring for objects. Karmani karoti. He performs various actions in order to achieve the result. Karmas produce punyam and papam. When punya papa phalam is there, tataha, tat pala upabhogaya, in order to go through the experience of karma phalam, both pleasant and unpleasant, there is sharira upadanam. You have to assume a body. Jiva has to assume different types of body for different types of karma phala upabhoga. Upabhogaha means intimate experience of the karma phalam to exhaust it. Assuming bodies in different lokas, in different spheres, and going through the experience of karma phalam is called samsaraha. There is hibernation also in between, remaining unmanifest for some time, only to come back again. This is what is said when people come to suicide. The paradha is not exhausted means they will be, it's called hibernation. They'll be, without assuming a body, they'll be hanging around. Called hibernation. That is why better to have a room instead of wandering on roadside, isn't it? Bhagavan given body you can have. Okay. There is hibernation also in between, remaining unmanifest for some time, only to come back again. Occasionally, one gets a human body or a body equivalent to human body and you do karma and gather new punya papa. It is thus the self-perpetuating wheel of samsara. Shariradi upadanam eva lakshanam yasya. Shariradi upadanam eva lakshanam yasya. Saha samsaraha. Is the definition of samsara. Shariradi upadana lakshanaha samsaraha. So you want next page, next word sentence? Can you move on?
Please, would you give that definition? Translate it, please.
Yes, Sarnaji?
Would you please translate that definition as given there so we got it accurately? Sharirari upadanam eva lakshanam yasya saha samsara.
Yeah. Samsara is that which is characterized by the assumption of bodies. Samsara is that which is characterized by the assumption of bodies. Samsara,
Lakshan,
that is the
Lakshan Banerjee,
nothing else.
So, Swamini, what is the body equivalent to human body, the other one?
Any body, the Nama.
Like cat or mouse?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Any body.
Yeah.
But especially, we only talk about human body mainly.
Yeah.
Because only in human body, punya papa, accumulation, punya papa, exhaustion is possible.
Yeah.
As an animal, accumulation of new punyam is not possible. Only exhaustion of papa.
Yeah.
So we only take it to human, mainly human beings here.
They say equivalent to human body, yeah?
No, no, just the human, mainly human body, female body, male body.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to go to next sentence. It's all right? 375. Tad vyatirekena atmaikatva darshino vishya bhavat kamanupapattihi atmanicha ananyatvat kamanupapattau Swatmanyavasthanam mokshaha iti atopi vidyakarmanor virodhaha. It's a very nice, beautiful presentation. Okay. Tad vyatirekena. So previously he talked about the ajnani, an ignorant person who is said to be anatma darshi. Atma, the person who does not know the Atma, he alone sees the second thing other than the Atma, anatma darshi. Only for him desire is possible. Only for him karma is inevitable. Desire makes him do karma. Karma produces punya papam. Then he has to assume a body in order to exhaust the punya papam. This is how the person gets into samsara. He briefly said in the previous sentence. Now he is going to talk about a jnani. Atmadarshi. Previously he talked about anatmadarshi. Now he is going to talk about the atmadarshi. So tad vyatirekena. Tad means that. That means what? What was previously discussed? What was previously discussed? The ignorant person, the cause ignorance, and the ignorant person, and the result of the consequence of being ignorant was discussed previously. Now, contrary, vyatirekaha means contrary, difference. Contrary to that, vyatirekena, edirmarayaha, adarku edirmarayaha. Veraha. Tad vyatirekena atmaikatva darshinaha. Atma ekatva atmaikatva darshinaha. Yaha atmanam ekam pashyati. Atmanaha ekatvam yaha pashyati. Saha atma ekatva darshi. Yaha atmanaha ekatvam pashyati. Saha atma ekatva darshi. The person who sees the oneness of the atma, the seer of the oneness of the atma, is said to be atma ekatva darshi. The seer of the oneness of the atma is atma ekatva darshi. For him, it's an akaranta shabda. For him, atma ekatva darshi, darshin, darshina, darshi, darshinaha, Atma Ekatva Darshinaha, for the person who sees the oneness of the Atma, who has the clear vision of the oneness of the reality, for him, Vishaya Abhavat. For him, Vishaya Abhavaha. Abhavaha means absence. There is absence of objects. See, for the person who has clear vision of the oneness of the reality, for him, there is absence of objects. There is no object for him other than the Atma. Vishayanam Abhavaha, Vishaya Abhavaha. There's absence of objects. What does it mean? He does not see a second thing other than the Atma. All that is there is only Atma. Therefore what? Oneness means what? Ekatva Darshanam means what? Everything is Atma. Everything is Atma for him. There's nothing which is different from Atma. That the Atma is non-separate from everything. Hachapurush is said to be Atma Ekatva Darshi. Parambaral Undraye Irandadatradaha Parkindravan. Atma Ekatva Darshi. For him, Vishaya Abhavaha. There's absence of objects. Due to that reason, Vishaya Abhavat. Due to the absence of objects. For Atma Ekatva Darshi, there's absence of objects due to that reason. Kama Anupapattihi. Upapattihi tenability. Anupapattihi untenability. Impossibility. Anupapattihi. Impossibility of what? Desires. Impossibility of desires means it is impossible for a person to have a desire. Which person? For a person for whom there are no objects. Why there are no objects? For him, there is no second thing other than Atma. A beautiful sentence. Atma ekatva darshinaha vishaya abhavat kama anupapattihi. It is very natural for not to have a desire at all. Desire cannot even rise for such a person who does not see an object other than the Atma. Who is the person who has the clear vision of oneness of the reality? Very nice. Atma ekatva darshinaha vishaya abhavat kama anupapattihi. Atmanicha ananyatvat kama anupapattau swatmanyavasthanam mokshaha. It's a beautiful, beautiful definition of mokshaha. What is mokshaha? You can write and keep the sentence. At swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. Abidance in oneself is freedom. Tannil tilaittale vidudalai. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. This you must memorize this sentence. Okay. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. Avasthanam swatmani. Swatmani in one's own self. Avatishtati. One remains in oneself. Swatmani avatishtati. Okay, that's a verb. Swatmani avasthanam. So now, abidance in oneself. Abidance in oneself means being the self. Just being one's own self. Just remaining oneself. Being with oneself. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. What is freedom? Just being yourself is being free. Ni niyaha irthale vidudalai. being oneself, just being oneself is what abidance in oneself is called Swatmani Avasthanam. It means what? Not having identity with Anatma is being oneself. Not having identity with Anatma, thereby not entertaining wrong notions about the self, is what? Just being oneself. Swatmani Avasthanam. Okay. When is it possible for a person to be with oneself, to be by oneself? When is it possible? He says, Kama Anupapattau. Kama Anupapattau means when there is no possibility at all for any desire to arise. When there is no possibility at all for desire to arise. All Satisaptami. Kama Anupapattau. Kamam Tondri Iyalada Nilayil. Kama Anupapattau. Asahil Tondri Iyalada Sol Nilayil. When the desires do not, when there is no possibility for the desires to rise, when there is no possibility at all for desires to rise, then naturally a person just remains oneself. Why? When does it happen? That impossibility of rising of disease. When is it not possible at all for the disease to rise? He said, ananyatvat. Ananyatvat means seeing oneself being non-separate from everything. Ananyatva means non-separateness. Anyatvam, separateness. Ananyatvam, non-separateness. Ananyatvat, due to the clear vision of non-separateness of the self from everything. See, second thing being not there. When it is not possible at all for any desire to be there, naturally, a person just remains oneself. And just being one's own self is called freedom, mokshaha. Atmanicha ananyatvat. Atmanicha ananyatvat kama anupapattau. Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. Iti. Therefore, this is what is moksha. What do you want to say? Siddhanti says now, this is what is moksha. What is freedom? Just by being oneself. When is it possible? When it is not possible at all for any desire to arise. When is it possible for the desire not to arise? Ananyatvat. Only when a person sees the non-separateness of the self from the whole. When he sees the whole as the self, then a second thing being not there, an object being other than the self being not there, it is not possible for the desire to rise. When the desire cannot rise, when there is no possibility at all for the desire to be there, then a person just remains oneself. And that is what is said to be mokshaha. Ataha, therefore also, vidya karmanoho virodaha. You can understand how knowledge and karma are diagonally opposite to each other. Vidya karmanoho virodaha. There is opposition of knowledge and karma, which means they cannot be combined at all. Is it clear? Beautiful. Okay. Contrary to that, for the one who has the vision of the oneness of Atma, there is untenability of desires as there are no objects to desire. With reference to the self also, the desire for the self is not tenable due to desire being not separate, non-separate from the self. It's another important factor here. Atmanicha ananyatvatu. Only it is simply mentioned, there is non-separateness. Non-separateness of everything. Therefore, non-separateness of the desire also. What is desire? The desire itself is Atma. Desire also is Atma. Not only the object of desire, not only the external world, even there's nothing which is separate from the Atma, means including the desire. Therefore, it is said, with reference to the self also, the desire for the self is not tenable due to desire being non-separate from the self. And so there is moksha in the form of just being with oneself. For this reason also, knowledge and karma are opposed to each other. Tad vyatirekena atma ekatva darshinaha kama anupapattihi. On the contrary, for the one who is atma ekatva darshi, who has the vision of oneness of the atma, who does not see objects as other than oneself, desires are not possible. Why? Because vishya abhavat, there are no objects for him to desire. The object also is Atma. Subject is Atma. And he sees himself as Purna Atma. He is one non-dual self. All that is here is the self. Therefore, there is no possibility of desiring something. When we say no desires, we have to take it as no binding desires. Therefore, there is no karma for him. There is naturally abundance in oneself. Now, what is binding desire? Now, what is binding desire? Perform. Okay, tell Ranjit.
A desire which has a binding result.
Yeah. See, being dependent on the result of action, or being dependent on an object for one's happiness and security, and having a desire for object, being dependent on an object of desire for happiness and security, is binding desire. Okay. Therefore, there is no karma for him. There is naturally abundance in oneself. The Purupakshi raises a question that at least he has desire for Atma. How do you say he has no desires? Even if he does not see any object other than himself, because Atma is Purnaha, at least he has Atma as object of desire. That is not object of desire. That is not possible, because desire is always for something other than oneself. Here, Atma is already accomplished. And there cannot be desire for what one has. The object of desire is Atma. And desirer is also Atma. If I am the desirer, I am the desired also, then desire is not possible. If something like saying, I have a desire to be a human being, something like saying, I have a desire to be a human being. You're already a human being. You can say, I want to be more human. That is okay. If what I want to be happens to be me, then it is not a desire. Even if there is desire, it is as though. You cannot say, Swamiji, I know I am Brahman, but I want to be Brahman. If you know you are Brahman, it's over. The problem is, you think you have intellectual knowledge. You want to experience Brahman. There is no such thing as intellectual knowledge of Brahman. Knowing is being. Make a note. Make a note. Aridale iruttal. Naan yar endru aridale naan naanaga iruttal. Paramparul eduvendru aridale paramparulaga iruttal. But naan dhaan correct. There is no such a thing as intellectual knowledge of Brahman. The whole jagat is after this. I have been breaking my head here for a long time. At last I have explained to them. Knowing is being. Maybe you are in the process of knowing. So you need not conclude, I do not know. Let the process of knowing continue. Very important lesson. Let the process of knowing continue. Don't close. Therefore, Atmanicha Kama Anupapattau Kama Anupapattau Swatmanyavasthanam Mokshaha. When there are no desires either for Anatma or for Atma, there are no more actions. There are no more actions leading to moksha in the form of Swatmani Avasthanam, just being yourself. When there are no desires, either for Anatma or for Atma, there are no more actions leading to moksha in the form of Swatmani Avasthanam, just being yourself. For this reason also, Vidya Karmanoho Virodha. The nature of moksha is in the form of Vidya. The nature of karma is to do something. Therefore, both are entirely different. Okay. I'm moving on to page number 377. Is it all right? Okay. Virodha devacha vidya na moksham prati karmanyapekshate swatmalabhetu purvopachita durita pratibandhapanayanadvarena vidyaya hetutvam pratipadyante karmani nityaniti. I'll break and read now. Virodhat eva cha vidya na moksham prati karmani apekshate Swatma labhetu. Purva upachita durita pratibandha apanayana dwarena. Purva upachita durita pratibandha apanayana dwarena. Vidyayaha hetutvam pratipadyante karmani nityani iti. See, virodat, panchami bhakti, due to their opposition. Virodaha, opposition. Virodat, due to the inimical nature, due to the enmity, due to the opposition, vidya na apekshate, moksham prati. To attain moksha, moksham prati means what? To attain moksha, for moksha, mokshaya iti artha. Moksham prati means mokshaya, mokshaya, for moksha, to attain moksha. Vidya karmani na apekshate, knowledge does not require. Knowledge does not require actions or rituals. Vidya na apekshate, knowledge does not require. Does not require means that is not dependent on. Na apekshate, does not require. What does not require? Knowledge does not require. Require not what? Karmani, actions. Karma. Knowledge does not require karma. For what? Moksham prati. For moksha. Mokshaya. To attain moksha. Or for attainment of moksha. For moksha. Knowledge does not require karma. Why? Because of their opposition. Virodhat. Due to the opposition, knowledge does not require karmani for moksha. Swatma labhetu. Swatma labha means even to gain the self. Labha means gain. Swa Atma labaha, swatma labaha. Even for the knowledge to rise. So knowledge is not dependent on karma for moksha. Knowledge is not dependent on karma even for the knowledge to rise. Swatma labhe. Okay. Purva upachita, accumulated previously, accumulated before, accumulated in the past, collected in the past. Purva upachita. What happened in the past? Durita, duritani. Purva upachitani, duritani. The sins, papams, gathered, collected, accumulated in the past and previous lives. What do they do? Pratibandha. Pratibandha, obstacles. So obstacles caused by papams accumulated in the previous lives or past. Purva upachita durita pratibandha. Apanayanam means removal. Apanayati. Apanayanam, removal, elimination. So elimination of obstacles caused by sins accumulated in the previously. So purva upachita durita pratibandha apanayanam. Apanayana dwarena through. dvarena vajiyaha. Through the removal of obstacles caused by sins accumulated in the past. Is it clear? Through the elimination or removal of obstacles caused by sins accumulated in the past. Purva upachita durita pratibandha apanayana dvarena vidyayaha hetutvam pratipadyante. Vidyayaha hetutvam. Hetutvam means, hetuhu means cause. Hetutvam means having the status of being the cause. Having the status of being the cause. Karanavaha irupadarku tagade perugindrana. What is that which has the status of being the cause? We'll see here. Vidyayaha. Vidyayaha means for the knowledge. Vidyayaha means for knowledge. So, which has the status of being the cause? Karmani. Which karmani? Nityani. So, nityani karmani. You have to say, karmani nityani means nityani karmani. Nityani karmani means nitya karmani. Those karmas which should be regularly performed. Those nitya karmani pratipadyante. Nitya karmani have attained the status of being the cause of, not that cause, indirect cause of attainment of knowledge. So they became the indirect cause, indirect means of attainment of the knowledge. So nitya karmani hetutvam pratipadyante. Nitya karmas enjoy or have the status of being the indirect means of attainment of knowledge. How? Because they contribute for the elimination of obstacles caused by the sins accumulated in the past life or past actions, accumulated through the past actions. Is it clear?
Swamini, is this a sentence by Purva Pakshi?
No.
The second sentence.
No, not at all. It's all Shankaracharya explains. No. Purva Pakshi has not come. See, what is it said here? Shankaracharya further explains, Mangamma. Let me tell you, make it very clear. See, just for sake of Sanskrit, I just related so long. Let me make it very clear. What he says, okay, knowledge is not at all dependent on karma for any reason for the attainment of moksha. Okay, knowledge is independently a means of attainment of moksha. Even for the rising of knowledge, knowledge is not dependent on karma at all. Okay, but still, nityani karmani, nitya karmani have the status of being the cause, indirect means. See, we also say that nitya karmani, how do the karma, Shankaracharya says, not the direct means. The knowledge is absolutely independently, knowledge is independent means of attainment of moksha. Knowledge is not at all dependent on karma for attaining moksha. And knowledge is not dependent on karma even for the rising of the knowledge. It's purely is independent. But in what way then karma help? What way does karma help? The question comes. It is said, nityani karmani. Hetutvam pratipadyante. Vidyayaha hetutvam pratipadyante. What does it mean? Nitya karmani enjoy the status of being the cause of attainment of moksha. How does the cause? Not direct cause. Indirect means nitya karmani enjoy the status of being the indirect means of attainment of moksha. How? Through the elimination of obstacles caused by papams earned by previous actions. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Indirect means hetutvam asti nitya karmanam vidyayaha hetutvam asti paranto no karma is a direct means of attainment of moksha. Shankaracharya makes it very clear here. Nityamitya karmani, how do they enjoy the status of being the means of attainment of moksha? They serve as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. How indirectly they serve as means of attainment of moksha? Because through the elimination of obstacles caused by papams earned by previous actions. Very beautiful answer is given. See, it's not one I taught many times these sentences. Made it, but now we're learning in Sanskrit, that's all. Okay. Purvopachita durita pratibandha apanayana dvarena vidyayaha hetutvam patipadyante karman nityani iti. We put it this way, it'll be very clear. Nitya karmani purva upachita durita pratibandha apanayana dvarena vidyayaha hetutvam patipadyante. That's all. Is it clear now?
Yes.
I just check one thing, Swamiji.
Yeah.
The word dvarena is being translated as removal or neutralization.
No. Through. Dvarena, through.
So where's the word removal then?
Apanayanam. Alipidanaji, purva, previously, upachita, earned or accumulated, durita, since, pratibandha, obstacle, apanayana, removal, dvarena, through. So through the elimination or removal of the obstacles caused by sins collected previously. Through that way, nitya karmani gain the status of being the indirect means of attainment of knowledge, which is moksha itself. And because of their opposite nature only, knowledge does not depend on karma for moksha. Apekshate requires, na apekshate does not require. Okay. However, knowledge for it to arise does depend on karma. Nitya karmas gain the status of being the indirect cause for Brahma Vidya through the neutralization of all obstacles set up by one's own accumulated papams. Virodha devacha vidya na moksham prati karmani apekshate. Knowledge of Brahman does not depend on karma for moksha. Why? Because moksha is just being oneself. Being is not karma. It is like sugar crystal wanting to be sweet. It does not require doing anything. It has to just know. Because it does not know. I am sweet. Sweetness is its nature. If you say, I know I am Sat Chit. Sat and Chit. but I want to be Anandaha. Understand, the Satchit is not different from Anandaha. I do not feel Anandaha. There is no feeling here. It is knowledge of the fact that I am of the nature of Anandaha. To be Anandaha, I do not require to do anything. The Purupakshi wants to somehow combine karma with vidya in gaining moksha. He argues that knowledge and karma together produce moksha, like even green betel leaf, brown supari with the little lime that is white put together produce red color. Rodney, who wants explanation for this? All Indians know this very well. Okay. Rajniji, I'll get you. Oh, we didn't get you. Next time when I get you, when you come to India, okay? Mm-hmm. Produce red color. Individually, they are different. But mixed together, they give rise to a special result. When you combine base metals in a certain way, they become gold. This is Rasavada Vidya. Similarly, the combination of jnanam and karma produces moksha. No, moksha is swatmani avasthanam. Swatma has always been Brahman. Even when you are wailing, complaining, lamenting, you are Brahman. Does it mean Brahman cries? Yes. Brahman cries until you know Brahman. Thereafter, there is no crying. The reason for Brahman crying is your ignorance of the fact that Brahman is Anandaha and that is yourself. Knowledge does depend on karma for Swatmalabha, for it to take place. I thought exposure to Shastra Pramanam is the hetu for Vidya. How karma becomes the hetu? Knowledge does not take place now due to the accumulator Patibandhas set up by one's own Duritam gathered in the past. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Purvopachita Durita Pratibandha Apanayana Dwarena. Purvopachita Durita Pratibandha Apanayana Dwarena. Vidyayaha Hetutvam Pratipadyante Karmani. Vihita Karmas Karmani. Vihita Karmas gain. See, Vihita Karma and Nitya Karma mean the same. Vihita karmas gain the status of being the cause for vidya through the elimination of these accumulated pratibandhas. We do not therefore say that karma is totally useless. We should clearly know what the roles of karma and vidya are in moksha. See, it is not Purupakshi Mangama. The Shankaracharya's further explanation. No, there's no need for combining karma at all with jnanam. Jnanam is independently a means of attaining moksha. But still karma is, we are not underestimating karma. We do not say karma is useless. Karma is useful. How? It serves as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. How it removes the pratibandhas by neutralizes the papa karma. Thereby, it prepares the mind for jnana. Okay. Ata eva. We'll stop in another 15 minutes. अत एवास्मिन् प्रकरण उपन्यस्तानि கர்மாணி தவோச்சாம ஏவஞ்ச அவிரோத கர்ம விதிஸ்ருதீனாம் அத கேவலாயா ஏவ வித்யாயாஹ பரம் ஸ்ரேயஹ இதி சித்தம். ஓகே நைஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டாப் அட் திஸ் பாயிண்ட் நவ. வை ஃபைனலி கேவலாயாஹ வித்யாயாஹ ஏவ பரம் ஸ்ரேயஹ. ஃபைனலி சங்கராச்சாரியர் எஸ்டாப்லிஷஸ் அத்தஹ ஏவ, அத்த ஏவ விசர்க இஸ் டிராப்ட், சந்தி கேர் ஆஃப் சம்ஸ்கிருத் கிளாஸ். அத்தஹ தேர்ஃபோர் தட் இஸ் வை அத்தஹ ஏவ, அத்தஹ ஏவ அத்த ஏவ தட் இஸ் வை அஸ்மின் பிரகரணே, தட் ஏகார் இஸ் டிராப்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சந்தி ரூல்ஸ். அஸ்மின் பிரகரணே, பிரகரணம் இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன், அஸ்மின் இன் திஸ் பிரகரணே இன் த செக்ஷன், அஸ்மின் பிரகரணே இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் உபன்யஸ்தானி கர்மாணி இது அவோச்சாம. அவோச்சாம வி ஹேட் செட், அவோச்சாம மீன்ஸ் வாட், வி ஹேட் செட் பிஃபோர் தட் கர்மாணி உபன்யஸ்தானி, கர்மாஸ் ஹாவ் பீன் taught, கர்மாஸ் ஹாவ் பீன் அனலைஸ்ட், கர்மாஸ் ஹாவ் பீன் பிரசன்டெட், taught, discussed, கர்மாணி உபன்யஸ்தானி குத்ர அஸ்மின் பிரகரணே இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன். இன் 11th செக்ஷன் ஆல்சோ வி சா ஹவு தி லாட் ஆஃப் டீச்சிங் வாஸ் தேர், ரிமெம்பர் லாட் ஆஃப் வேல்யூஸ் அண்ட் everything was taught. Therefore he says asmin prakarane, in this section karmaani upanyastani, many karmas have been taught, discussed, asmin prakarane iti avochama, we had said that why karmas have been discussed in this section, because the reason is given. விகித கர்மாணி ஆர் நித்திய நைமித்திக நித்தியமித்திக கர்மாணி ஹாவ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ தி எலிமினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஸ்டிகல்ஸ் காஸ்ட் பை பாப கர்மாஸ் அக்யூமுலேட்டட் இன் தி பாஸ்ட். தட் இஸ் வை கர்மாணி ஹாவ் பீன் டாட் இன் தி செக்ஷன். ஏவம் ச அவிரோத கர்ம விதிஸ்ருதி நாம் இன் திஸ் மேனர், ஏவம் இன் திஸ் அண்ட் ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் கர்ம விதிஸ்ருதி நாம் அவிரோத, தெர் இஸ் நோ கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன், தெர் இஸ் நான் கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ரிவீலிங் கர்ம, ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் பிரஸ்கிரைபிங் கர்ம. இட் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் திஸ் டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் உபநிஷத்ஸ் does not contradict the karmakanda subject matter. Ataha, therefore. The ataha comes means what? Whenever therefore comes, that's the final answer. Therefore, ataha, therefore, kevalayaha eva vidyayaha, only by pure knowledge, by knowledge alone. See, this kevalayaha, kevala vidya, only knowledge. Kevalayaha vidyayaha eva, only from knowledge. It's a fifth case, okay? Only from knowledge. You can take it as fifth, sixth case also. Only through knowledge, only from knowledge, only by knowledge. Param shreyaha, absolute good in terms of mokshaha, iti siddham, iti siddham, thus becomes established. So Shankaracharya has won at last the Purvapakshi. Whether Shankaracharya established or not, have we understood? That is more important. Is it clear now? we have already said, see, avochama, we have said, we said already that for this reason alone, karmas have been discussed in this section. In this manner, all the Shruti statements that talk about karma have no contradiction with knowledge. Therefore, it stands established that the ultimate good called moksha is gained by knowledge alone. Ataha eva, for this reason alone, asmin Vedanta prakarane, in this section where the subject matter is atma, karmani upanyastani, karmas are discussed. Iti avochama, thus we said this before, where in this section the Upanishad said, satyam vada, dharmam chara, swadhyaya anma pramadaha, yanyanavadhyani karmani, tani sevitavyani, noitarani. Karma was discussed here because it prepares the person for vidya. Evam cha, avirodha, karma vidhishrutinam. In this manner, there is no contradiction, no virodha, contradiction. With these shrutis that talk about karma vidhi, which depends upon karakas, there is no internal contradiction in the shruti between karma and vidya. Karma has its own role to play. Ataha, therefore, from all our discussions, kevalayaha vidyayaha param shreyaha iti siddham, it is established that the ultimate good, which is called mokshaha, is from knowledge alone. What kind of knowledge? Kevalayaha vidyayaha. By knowledge alone, unsupported by anything. Listening to the sentence that nitya karmas have the status of being the cause for the rise of knowledge, the Purapakshi gets some oxygen to breathe and argues again. It's a nice argument by him here. He says, you support our stand that there is only Grihastashrama. According to the Vedas, you support our stand that there is only Grihastashrama. According to the Vedas, there is only Grihastashrama because all the karmas like Agnihotram are enjoined only for Grihastha. According to you, karmas help one to gain this knowledge. Therefore, there is no scope for sannyasa ashrama. This is the topic of ashrama vikalpaha. There is no sannyasa ashrama at all. Other ashramas can be reduced to grihastha ashrama. Brahmacharya is only a preparatory stage for grihastha ashrama. Because you become a grihastha, you have to study. After grihasthashrama, you remain a grihastha. Okay, that is over. Okay, the last paragraph is an introduction to the following new argument. Okay, now the most important argument is over. But still one more argument is going to come. This is also very interesting. I'm sure you'll all like it. Now what it is? Shankaracharya loves sannyasa ashrama. And this Karmakandi does not want sannyasa ashrama at all. So there's going to be some argument. Now the first important topic is over. We've completed one thing. What is that? We cannot, need not combine karma with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. knowledge independently by itself is a means of attainment of moksha, which means karma and jnanam cannot be simultaneously a means of attainment of moksha, but sequentially karma and jnanam are sequentially means of attainment of moksha, which means karma and jnanam can be combined sequentially, not simultaneously. Which means karma does have the status of being an indirect means of attainment of moksha by contributing for mental preparation for the jnanam. Which means karma performed definitely gradually helps a person earn punyam. The punyam earned helps a person to neutralize the papa karma, remove the obstacles. Papa karma or neutralize the papa karmas. Papa karmas, neutralization of papa karma result in removal of obstacles. Thereby, a person becomes mentally pure and steady. Thereby, knowledge rises. Thereby, a person attains moksha. But jnanam independently is a means of attainment of moksha. This is the teaching. This is over. The next is ashrama. Okay? This is very interesting. Completely different, different argument. Now one argument is over, which will continue tomorrow, the next class. It's all right?
Yes, Swami.
Was it useful today?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I clarify one Sanskrit question, Swami?
Yeah, yeah.
Kamayamana, Sanak Shabda, isn't it the same as present participle?
Yeah, yeah. See, Gachan, Patan, Shatruanta.
Yeah.
Similarly, Kamayamanaha, Bhashamanaha. Like that.
They are participles.
Yeah. Present, active participle. Active.
Active participle.
Not passive.
No.
See, Kamayamanaha, Kamayate desires. Kamayamanaha is desiring. Make adjective desiring person. Kamayamana Yashoda, Kamayamanaha Krishnaha. That. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.